Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. In this episode, I'm joined by Whitney Bateson, fellow dietitian and creator of the Dietitian Website System, a live 6-week group program for nutrition entrepreneurs looking for non-overwhelming tips and support in creating beautiful, functional, and profitable websites. Together, Whitney and I chat about the importance of having a website, how to navigate those moments where perfectionism seems to keep us stuck in getting that website out into the world, and how dietitians can apply strategy and intention to their websites to better support their professional goals. For more from Whitney, including up-to-date information on the next enrollment period for the Dietitian Website System, check out the show notes for several free resources and ways to connect. Welcome to the show, Whitney.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess.
I am very much looking forward to this conversation. Websites have been at the forefront of my brain, and it's definitely not something that we get a lot of training or preparation for. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing your perspective and experience in this area.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a hotly contested topic, I think, in the Facebook groups.
Absolutely, absolutely. So hopefully we can clear up some of the confusion. Why don't we start at the very beginning? Who are you? What do you do? Why are you here talking about websites?
Yeah, so I am a dietitian. I started my career in dietetics and school nutrition and enjoyed that for about 10 years. But then started finding that my interests were gravitating more to design, communications, marketing, tech, and multimedia stuff. Yeah. I was like recording nutrition education videos and editing them in my kitchen. I was about to build a website and just for the company I was working at, and then realized, you know what, I really want to do this for other dietitians. That's really where my passion lies. So I launched my business 5 years ago. And it was, you know, a smattering of services, trying to figure out what it was people needed and what did I like doing. So had a few different things on my website that I was offering. And then as time went on, it really narrowed down to websites for dietitians being just such a huge need. And it's just such an important, as we'll clearly talk about today, such a critical part of your business. So, but back a couple years ago, my team and I were just trying to figure out how we could help more people, make it cost effective, still get amazing results for people. And so we pivoted into taking all of our processes and our best kind of learnings into a course program, live program. We can talk about a little bit the end too, but it's called the Dietitian Website System. So that's the big thing that we've been focusing on. And yeah, it's just been great to help more dietitians get out there and help more people and show up as the experts. And in my spare time, I like to be a digital nomad. So same time that I started my business, I also decided to sign up for a program called Remote Year, where they coordinate your travel for an entire year. So I did that.
Very cool.
For a year. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know that I recommend like starting your business at the same time as like shifting your entire life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you got to pull that Band-Aid off. I feel like it pulled off like, I don't know, like 20 Band-Aids. Like
it was once.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't say that it was all, you know, like butterflies and sunshine, but I don't regret it. I wouldn't change it. It's been wonderful. And I continue to travel. I met my fiance on that trip. And so I'm in Albania right now talking to you.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that so much. And you kind of mentioned that one of the reasons that you went into this is because you recognized how important websites are. So tell me more about that, because I know that when I started my business a few years ago, there was this big push of like,
yeah, a website is important, but like, don't worry about it when you get started. It's really not that important. You can build a business without it. That was when like the become a Instagram business owner really like popped. So tell me the devil's advocate side of that. Why is having a website so important?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the short answer is that dietitians do need a website. And I think a lot of the advice out there that is countering to that argument, they're talking about like when you're just getting started, like you said, like first few clients. Yeah, you can call up a family friend and give them, you know, and take them on as your first client to figure out if you like doing this without a website. But as soon as you want things to be easier in your business and start establishing yourself, charging the prices that you want to be charging, having things just grow and scale, like then you need a website. And we'll talk through kind of like what those pieces are. But I think it's like a very nuanced piece of advice when you do hear these coaches out here or these Instagram business owners saying you don't need a website. You know, the Instagram business owners still have a website. And it doesn't have to be complicated. I think that's the other thing. Looking at some people, and it's like, it's not like their websites are these hugely complicated, you know, behemoth things. It can be simple and still be effective, but it needs to be that place. And so people thinking that, you know, you can build your business off of referrals and all of that, it's like, where are you sending people after you talk to them and get them interested? You need to have that online presence. I think a lot of misconceptions out there too, that social media can replace your website.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, but as soon as I open Instagram, I immediately forget why I opened it. And then I close it.
Yeah.
Until I remember. And then I try again and I may forget again. And then I'll go in again and finally figure out what I was looking for. And maybe scroll through the first 5 posts in the feed and then get out again. I mean, some people will spend more time, but I am really focusing on trying to not go down the Instagram rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like now we have Threads too, as just this other, you know, place.
One more thing.
To be showing up and spending a lot of time. Luckily, the TikTok app on my phone somehow is broken. So I have to just hope that all the TikTokers put their content on Reels and like just live through that. But there's just so much stuff on social media now. So the point is that people have so many messages coming through when you're on Instagram and you're trying to establish yourself. It's like being in a room with a ton of people shouting at the top of their lungs all at once. So you're dealing with just that. And then if people start listening to you, like, you can have the best strategy in the world, but it's still going to be piecemeal. Like one day you're going to be talking about this topic and another this topic. And sometimes you're going to be pitching your services, but not always. So people are going to come to your profile, and I've come to profiles of people that I'm like, maybe I want to hire them. I go to their website. If I want to figure out what they truly do and what they offer and what their pricing is, what their process is, I'm not going to read through all of the posts in their feed and try and like, even if you have the first few things pinned, it's still not enough. Like I want, give me like, I'm all about like reading a book rather than like, I don't know, like listening.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I just want it laid out, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think what it goes back to, I'm kind of hearing from you is that we don't want to let the website be the thing that stops us from getting started.
Right.
And we are going to have to do that if we want more visibility and streamlining. And also, who wants to be at the whim of a social media algorithm? Everyone's frustrated by that. I'm with my, I don't know, 5,000 some followers, there are some posts that get 9 likes. And it's just kind of like the nature of the beast. So when we're not in control of who sees our content and what they're seeing and how they're interpreting it, it is like kind of shouting without a megaphone in the middle of a crowded room and hoping that someone, the right person, hears you.
Right. At the right time when they're paying attention, and that they remember that they heard you before they scroll on to the next thing or get distracted. So I think social media has its place in our marketing. I'm on it. You're on it. Like, we're not saying that you don't need it or shouldn't focus on it, but I think that it is more a tool to attract traffic and get develop relationships, where your website is the spot where people are making buying decisions. They're gathering more information. It is also a spot to be building audience and building trust. And I'll get into how it does that and how that's different than what's happening on social media. But it's not the end all be all for sure. And you really need to have both. And the other thing that I think is really sad to see is people really burning out on social media, and they're spending all of their energy and time, especially as a new business owner. Like, I don't know about you, but when I was starting my business, my confidence, like,
It was
a roller coaster. Like, it's still a roller coaster, but it was tough. And so if you are spending a ton of time investing in making a reel and putting it out there, and only like 20 people are liking it or even viewing it, let alone maybe they're not liking it. And you're doing that for, let's be honest, a reel is going to take you like at least an hour, but maybe 2 hours to, you know, record, plan, all that kind of stuff. That's like valuable time that you could have been spending doing something else, either seeing clients or investing in other aspects of your marketing or networking and things like that. So I think that it also just then inhibits people from moving forward, because they think that in order to be a successful business owner online, you have to be on social media all the time. And there's so many people that are like, I just don't like social media.
Yep. I work with them all the time, and we talk about different marketing techniques and how they're going to stay true to their business without feeling like you just have to do what everyone else is doing. And the website is always the next thing that follows in that conversation. So I appreciate that. And you mentioned the misconception that social media can replace a website. Are there other misconceptions out there about dietitian websites?
Yeah. One of the things that I see, and I refer to like Facebook groups and all of that, when I see things mentioned about, well, you know, I have a website, but I don't really get many clients from it. That advice of just like, you don't need a website. And that they're not actually generating any interest or clients for people. And what I would say, and not to like, you know, poo-poo, but like a lot of websites are not set up strategically, because it's kind of like this thing of, okay, I guess I'll create a website. Let me go just pick one out from Wix or Squarespace and just, you know, use one of their templates and just get it up on the internet and like check that box off as part of the business, you know, checklist that you need to do. It's like, it's not like getting your tax identifier number. It's actually something you need to focus on. It's not a checklist item. And then of course it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy of websites are not effective, but it's because they haven't been set up strategically. And it's not like it's super complicated for how to set it up strategically, but if you are not getting the right guidance and the right path forward of what you need to have on your website and focusing on the right things when it comes to your website, then no wonder people are hearing this advice that websites don't generate sales and clients for dietitians.
Absolutely. And I find it interesting, this is maybe a little tangential to that, but I always have this catch 22 where if I had invested thousands of dollars when I first started to have an expert do it all and have this beautiful website, I'd have to redo it because I didn't know what my actual brand was going to be. It takes some time. So where is that balance between like, we can't hold ourselves back of trying to be the expert in SEO and web design and strategy. And also we're going to be bootstrapping a little bit more in the beginning, but we still want it to be somewhat effective.
Yes. I love this question and that point, because it's so true. Like when you go and hire someone to do your website, you're not going to know how to change it. Like maybe they'll give you some trainings and you'll get this really pretty site. But yeah, what if you want to start launching a course and you need to add that to the website, or you change up your ICA, your ideal customer avatar, a little bit, and you want to change up the copy, but you can't remember how to log in to the back end of your website, or things shift, or you feel like you have to, before you go into that project, because you're spending thousands of dollars, thinking everything has to be picture perfect.
Perfect.
And then it's going to be another 6 months before you do it. Or it's an extremely stressful situation the whole time because you're like, oh shit, I really need to get this right in order to get my ROI and all of that. So what we've decided to do in the dietitian website system is we have templates that you can customize and you can make however you want for your business. But then we're teaching you how to customize them. We give you page layouts that you can reuse to make new course offering pages, new program pages, how to edit button links, how to swap out your lead magnet, how to swap out your logo, how to swap out your colors. So if you do change, which you will, you know, then your website is moving along with you, as opposed to feeling like it's this all or nothing, which I'm definitely, you know, an all or nothing type of person. Like, we have to get out of that habit of thinking that in our businesses, it has to be either not done or perfect. There is that beautiful in between that we need to embrace. And I think that's one of the things that I really try and impress upon with our students too, is that this is a progression. Your website is going to continue to evolve, because in business, we're always learning. We should be always learning from our customers. Every time you're talking to one of your clients, you are learning new information about what your customers need. And those kinds of things can be so golden to incorporate into your copy, incorporate into the description of your services, maybe launching a new product or getting a waitlist up for a product that you're thinking about and you want to test it. So when you have a website that can be agile like that with you, then I think it's a really beneficial product as well and like tool in your business. So
that makes so much sense. And I absolutely love that it can morph, because you can't be expected to know exactly how you need to talk about your business, because the climate changes. What your customer needs changes, even if your customer itself doesn't change, which it might. And so being able to evolve your business and not feel like you're stuck is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned too about, you know, this idea of like, well, I don't want to become the expert at SEO. I don't want to have to become the expert at copywriting, email marketing. I just want to hire. Ooh, just knock my headphones out of my ears. I don't want to, I want to go and hire a copywriter. I want to hire someone to write all my, you know, captions, all my emails, hire people to do my keyword research and all of that. And I totally get that. And not saying that that's wrong, but in order for those people that you hire to be effective, you first need to understand your business and understand how those things work. So if you're going to go and hire a copywriter to write an email sequence, they're going to ask you, well, who is your ideal customer? What are the problems? What are some competitors? What's your offer? What's, you know, X, Y, and Z. So learning the basics of what you need in order to write effective copywriting is going to enable you, going back to like ROI, if I'm investing in something, I want to make sure I get the best result. What you put in is what you get out. Same as, you know, I've invested a lot in, like, when I'm hiring team members, I make sure I really train them to really get them, you know, doing what is expected and getting a great result. So it's the same with all of these things. So I don't think we have to think that we have to become a blogger extraordinaire, especially for many of us business owners. Blogging is more of a way to build trust and give information to people and increase traffic, but not to the levels that we're talking about getting Mediavine on our website or whatnot. So learning a little bit about SEO so that you can direct someone eventually with, hey, this is how it works, this is what I need, then that's great. But we do need to know these things, because also, like you said, we're kind of bootstrapping. We need to figure this stuff out on our own to get started, and then we can bring in help to to, yeah. and to, you can decide how early you want to bring on help, but you need to be able to guide them of what your business vision is and all of that. And putting your website together and like what we do through the course is we still give a lot of guidance about, you know, how to be writing your copy, and we give templates and all of that. So you're not, it's like this middle of, you're not having to figure it out all on your own, but you're also not just completely handing it off to someone else and never being engaged in the process, so that you can, hey, you want to get a sales page up really quickly?
You can
do it. It'd
be great
if you knew how to write some copy to get it done, so that you don't have to contact your copywriter and end up giving them most of what you need them to write anyway, because they need to know, well, what are you selling? What are the, you know, whatever. So,
No, I agree. So tangent aside, to, are there other misconceptions that you really want to touch on?
I think that the final one is just this idea that referrals are a way to build your business, or like listing in directories, like health profs and all of that. And that that is like, you can do that and you don't need a website. And, and just again, going back to, how are people going to go and dive deeper and learn more about you? So even if you're networking with doctors, do you think that doctor is going to stand up in front of their patient and like give a pitch of why you're the best dietitian to help them? No. They hopefully will slide that person your card or send them a follow-up email that's like, hey, you know, here's someone you can contact. But then that customer, that client, that potential client of yours is going to want to find a little bit more and get to know you a little bit more, and then maybe book a call or get in touch with you. So just thinking that referrals are that, you know, can be a replacement as well. Also just the fact that referrals are completely like out of your control, the same way, you know, the Instagram algorithm is like, it could be a completely slow month and then you've got nothing and you haven't been building up your own pipeline of people and traffic at the same time.
And it's the same as social media. It's not that referrals are bad. It's not that we don't want them. It's not that they can't be a significant source of our clientele or income, but they are out of our control. We are relying on other people to send people our way. And it's nice to have something that is a little bit more in our control as that baseline and foundation.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. So we chatted a little bit about kind of through these like misconceptions and why websites are important. We touched a little bit on mistakes that some dietitians make, but let's flesh it out a little bit more. What are you seeing out there? All of us dietitians, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring too, because when I started, I didn't know what the hell I was doing and just created, I did the Squarespace template that I was like, this looks okay enough and like put it out there. So what are these mistakes that we've made?
Okay. So I think one of the biggest things is just not viewing their website as this salesperson for your business, and just putting like a list of services up there and saying, okay, contact me, send me an email, send me a phone, you know, here's my phone number, here's a generic contact form, and just thinking that the website is just this static thing that's just like a menu versus a living, breathing member of your team. It happens to be virtually on the web, but it is a salesperson. Because when you think about, if you were to go into a store at the mall, we'll just say the mall, even though I'm not sure how many people go to the mall, but
I don't know.
If you had someone, you know, you're in there, you're looking around, you want to browse the merchandise a little bit, and then you may have some questions. And so that salesperson is going to answer some questions. What's the return policy? You know, how long should I expect this product to last? And all of that. And maybe the type of product is something where you need to talk further. Then that salesperson can be taking that person's information and setting up a call for a couple weeks. Okay, we're going to have a conversation. Oh, you want to buy right now? No problem. I'll ring you up right now and we'll get things moving. Here's the price on things. Having just understanding too, okay, which of these products is the right product for you? Tell me what your problems are and I can direct you to, okay, this one is going to give you this outcome. This is best for this kind of person. This is best for this kind of person. So your website, especially your sales, your services page, is going to be doing all those things. It's talking about what are the problems that your customers are facing? What are the services that you offer that solve those problems? Who are they for? It's going to be answering any frequently asked questions that people have. It's going to tell people what is the sales process to buy, how are we actually going to move forward if you're interested in moving forward, give them some more information. So we might have some blogs on the website that are just giving some more information. And then, of course, if people are ready to buy, either taking that money or booking a call and allowing people to do that all on their own. And by having that salesperson running 24/7, 365 on your website, you don't even need to be there. You don't need to be in the store. Like, you can just come into the store when someone is saying, hey, I want to talk to you, and move forward. So I think there's that kind of mistake that people are not seeing the power of a website as a sales system, as a salesperson, and taking that time to put all of those pieces in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot about kind of the therapy model, where I know that even when I have ever found a therapist, I've had to call them and talk to them, and that's fine, but they have to field every phone call, as opposed to kind of having a little bit more information or doing some self-selection and guidance to help understand, because they don't always have the most fleshed out websites. So it's kind of just taking a little bit of that weight off of your shoulders as a business owner, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. And it's making a better experience for your customer. Yeah, I was actually doing some therapist shopping earlier this year. And I was looking in, I think, Psychology Today. So it's similar to like Health Profs in terms of like listing a bunch of people. And the one that I was really interested, she had a website, she was speaking to the things that I was actually interested in. Yeah. And it was just such a better experience than people who had like an email or a phone number. A lot of things change too online. You know, we were also like looking for some other service recently, my partner and I, and I found 5 websites online. I was doing Google searches. So Google is the way to go in terms of being found online.
Yep.
And I was looking at their websites, and I could tell that some of them maybe weren't in business anymore, but I also wasn't entirely sure. So I had to just send the same message to all of them, got no email confirmations back from any of them. So I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely don't know if they're still in business or not. And then one of them got back to me right away, which is wonderful. But then the other ones either didn't get back to me or they were out of business. And so it's keeping that presence online and keeping it current and having these systems in place that are sending signals to your customers that I care about you. I'm here to answer your questions, and I'm ready to let you take immediate action if that's what you're interested in doing. Because I think that's the other like critical piece, is just so many people are saying, well, I don't want people just like booking calls in my calendar. You can say what windows you want open. You don't have to make your calendar open, you know, for all times and all days. If people are interested, they just want to know that they can book a time in your calendar, even if it's 2 weeks from now, and answer some questions so that, you know, me as the customer can feel like that person actually is going to be prepared when we come on the call, and they're going to be able to direct me to the right location. So all of those things have to be on our website if we really want all the work that we're doing, driving traffic to the site, to actually be leading to results.
Yeah. And it sounds like, I don't know if you thought through this as a potential mistake that you think of, but one of the things that's coming up for me is, are we looking at our websites from a customer's perspective? Are we looking at other websites and really thinking about what we like and what we don't like from the consumer side of things, to say like, hey, when I submit an email inquiry or I fill out the contact form on my website, what happens? What's the customer experience when they do that? And that's not something that, I mean, I've probably thought through it a little bit, but I think that actual testing and like being a customer is a huge part of understanding how they're going to respond.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the testing is so important. Have someone else go through it. And remember that the customer experience doesn't just begin once they become a customer and pay you money. Like, we spend so much time sometimes thinking through, like, making that a great, you know, journey, which is wonderful. Like, we do want to take care of our customers and make them feel like they are extremely important to us. But we don't want it to be just this stark, you know, like, okay, there's absolutely no process, no care, no, you know, good feeling. And then suddenly it's all going to change. That person is just not going to be feeling like you're on top of the ball, and you're going to be on top of the ball if your sales process feels disjointed,
clunky,
and all of that. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So dietitians are listening. They're thinking, crap, I could use a website. Or if you're in the boat that I was in with my first website, like, all right, it might be time to graduate this to the next level. Mm-hmm. What are the considerations? What do you need to do if you want to start a website or, like, really revamp yours?
Yeah. Well, of course, I would love to help people through our program, the Dietitian Website System. It's a 6-week live program. So we have recorded tutorials about everything, but also a live forum where myself and my developers are in there, and live calls. And we go through it all. We talk about branding and service delivery and setting up all of your systems. And today we weren't even really able to touch on, like, email marketing, but that's such a huge, huge asset to have in your business, because when that Instagram algorithm changes or Instagram goes down, guess what? Your email list is
still
what you can use to communicate with people. That's yours. So we go through that. We go through copywriting, actually designing your site, sourcing the photos, and then blogging and SEO and different strategies for launching your site and driving traffic to it. So we cover all of that, and we do a lot of the tech setup as well. So for anyone out there who is feeling like, and this is on WordPress, because WordPress is the best platform for SEO and getting mm-hmm. traffic and so many different things. You can follow me on Instagram if you want to hear all the
All the reasons.
Yeah. We make it easy so that you can focus on learning about what you need to say to your customers on your website and really putting your personality into it without also having to learn all this tech stuff that you're never going to have to do again. So we take care of that. So we enroll the course a couple times a year. Like I said, it is live. So it's not open all the time. And depending on, you know, when this episode is airing, like, we might be opening, we may not, or when you, the wonderful listener, is listening to this, you know, depending on when you're listening to it. So we'll have the link to the course in the show notes so you can come check it out. It's called the Dietitian Website System. We do also help non-dietitians. We're generally just helping anyone who's focusing on helping people with their nutrition and health online. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we will absolutely have all of the updates. I'm the same way. Whenever I appear on a podcast, I'm like, when is this airing? Like, I don't know what I'm going to have open at that point. So you can always check out the show notes. We'll have the website there so that you can see if the wait list is open, if enrollment is open, if, you know, you can carve out, you know, set the dates aside for when it will open. But I like that you have that flexibility and that support and kind of that empowerment of learning to do it yourself so that you aren't always dependent on someone else doing it. So it's a really nice option if you do want to be a little bit more hands-on with the website long-term, which is wonderful.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you're kind of like sitting pretty and you hire a VA, just have them watch the videos and then they can finish, you know, continue doing keyword research for you and updating pages for you and stuff like that. So
that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So as we wrap up today, I have one more kind of like out of the blue question, maybe, but I have been talking to a lot of dietitian business owners, dietitians who work with other dietitians, dietitians who work in nutrition counseling across the board, and they are feeling like this year is just the topsy-turviest year. Their referrals are down, their inquiries are down, and as a business owner, I was wondering if you have any, like, maybe not a pep talk, maybe not like a rainbows and butterflies, but something to any dietitian out there who is feeling like, what the heck is going on, feeling discouraged, and looking for maybe a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Well, I will first say that I have experienced those feelings as well. So I think just normalizing first that we all go through those periods in our businesses where things are just not working the same way. And I'm sure, especially this type of person, us dietitians, we always want to be hitting our goals and doing the best we can and just, you know, fulfilling our fullest potential. And so this year has also been a little weird for me. And I had set goals for myself and sometimes hit them, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. And that was tough for me. I was really frustrated by that. I thought I was doing something wrong. And, you know, and I think all we can do, honestly, as business owners is first, I mean, obviously, if it's like your livelihood, then there's some concerns that, you know, maybe you need to be looking at like getting a part-time job.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, doing those and, kinds of things.
And removing the shame from that or the story yes. that we tell ourselves about that.
Yeah, because it's all like, this is a journey. Like this is not, you're never going to get to a final point. And all of this is just preparing you for the next level. And that's what I've had to keep reminding myself too, is that if I had wanted a business of my size, like from year one, I never would have had the mental fortitude to support this business, you know, at this stage. So we are learning in order to progress to the next level, but also just, taking a step back and removing the shame too from not exceeding or achieving our goals and saying, what am I making that mean that I'm not hitting my goal? And like, is that really, again, like livelihood aside, like I just had those goals. They were just goals. Like
they were just things. Something that we decided.
Yeah, I just said like, I want to make more money than what I did the last time. And so, and then when I didn't do it, I was really mad. And, you know, but that's just, it's part of it. And I think the other thing is that we're just always having to learn whether we want to accept this fact or not, but business is all about experimentation and learning. Yeah. And the thing that worked before may not be the thing that is working anymore. Not to say that you should change it all, because then just like any experiment, if we introduce too many variables, we just never know which variable was the one that, you know, got the better result. So shifting and changing and testing and being open to small changes, I think is important, and just finding also people to talk to, you know, to,
and realizing that you're not alone. You're not the only one. It's another, that's why I appreciate you sharing that too, of like, hey, I've experienced that this isn't necessarily something that you're doing wrong. It's something in the air, something in the water that is just making things a little bit challenging, and that doesn't always make it easier to go through, but hopefully validating that, hey, it's okay. The tides are shifting. We're going to ride the wave and we're going to get through it.
Yep, for sure.
Amazing. Well, I can't thank you enough for all of your insights, all of your perspectives and tips, and honesty and transparency. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat today.
Yeah, I loved it so much. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great
Absolutely.
Time.
And everyone listening, make sure you check the show notes for all of the links and the contact details so that you can stay in touch with Whitney after this episode.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and or review on your podcast listening app of choice. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course, Abundance, and periodic live classes and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of these services and offerings are available at any given time? Grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources.